Sunday in my church, we have a number of public Bible readings, from first lesson, second lesson, some appointed for the service, to the epistles reading. Now, when I'm not distracting myself by whispering something to my wife's ear, I pay attention to these readings and I learn a lesson or two. At home, I share these lessons with my family. And on Sunday Lesson Podcast, I document these lessons for future reference and for anyone who cares to get them. Hello and welcome to Sunday Lessons Podcast. I am Brother IJ. Now, in continuation on our lessons from Romans chapter 12, I'd like to read Romans chapter 12 from verse 7. Verse 7 says, if your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. Common English Bible says, if your gift is service, devote yourself to serving. If your gift is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. This again talks about devotion to whatever thing that God has gifted us to do. Good News Translation says, if it is to serve, you should serve. If it is to teach, you should teach. Easy English Bible say, God helps some people to serve others. They should do that well. God helps some people to be able to teach others. Those should teach well. The Passion Translation says, if your grace gift is serving, then thrive in serving well. If you have the grace gift of teaching, then be actively teaching and training others. Jesus. You see, I don't know the Bible you read, the app you used to read the Bible, but I think you should get a new version. Please go on Play Store. I'm begging you, my brothers and sisters. You see, one of the things that these translations do for us is that they drive home the point. I don't want to read Message, because that one will even break everything down and tear, like give you all the different angles to it, or even Amplified. Think about it. Which one do you prefer to carry? Even with these apps, you have like 20 Bibles in one phone, for God's sake. Amplified said, he whose gift is practical service, let him give himself to serving. He who teaches to his teaching. So we can see clearly that what this passage is simply saying, that whichever one God has given you grace or gift, like I think Passion Translation says grace gift. I think they try to emphasize the fact that not be saying I need to do this thing. No. Again, this brings me to another lesson we shared earlier. Please understand that it's not as if you are too big. Biko, try. Not be saying you strong, saying get anointing. Recently, I heard Pastor Mikey was trying to explain something, and he was trying to explain something about him and his gift and all that. Then there's a word he used. He said, God speaks through me. I get what he was trying to say in that. What I was trying to say with that statement was that he wrote some things, Bible passages or Bible study notes or something years ago. Then he saw it. And then when it was printed and bound and everything, he couldn't believe saying that he read that thing. Now, he read things, he didn't even understand, he understood them. He knew those things. Of course, he talks about the fact he didn't know he could speak such beautiful English. What I took away from that story he told us is simple. This man is not preaching because he has energy. Now, from my interaction with him, Pastor Banky is naturally intelligent. I don't need to tell you that. He knows me, you know. Again, one thing that stayed with me since that the day he told the story is that he doesn't teach us Bible from his natural intelligence. As a matter of fact, God wears him, because God can't be talking. God needs a human being that can talk. And in Pastor Mark's case, he needs a human being that can preach in a very playful way. Now, my point is that God wears him as a cloth to be able to speak to us. And so that's what I'm saying. That because we understand that these things, we don't do them because of our powers, it should make us humble. It's not like if you are now a teacher, I'm using teacher as an example, I'm not talking about Pastor Mankin, I'm just saying teachers generally are knowledgeable about the scriptures. God give them special, and I believe, speedy understanding of the scripture. It should not make you look at other people and say, you are very lazy. No, it doesn't mean they are lazy. Sometimes they read, they just don't get the understanding you get. Because of your assignment, God enables you, equips you with different grace. One of them is ability to understand and perhaps speedy understanding at the same time. The only rate limiting factor to your being able to get revelation is that you never bother to settle down to study. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that the point about this gift reminds us that one, you should be calm, you should be humble, and you should not be so proud that you feel like, not me go teach you, I'm going, I don't need you. No, calm down. You may not need them, but they need you. You may not need them, but God needs you. And what betide you? If God says, I need you to teach this book, you become, is that a Jonah God? You go enter shark mouth. And it's possible there are many Jonahs that enter fish mouth that never came out. So now you sabi what you want to do with your life. But point we're trying to make on this whole thing is, please, each of these gifts, they are not your makings. You are just a container for that gift on behalf of God. And that should make you humble. That's one. In your humility, you should not go about your assignment diligently. In your humility, you should go about doing that thing God has called you to do well. In your humility, you should go about doing it the way that God will be happy about it. One of the translations say, thrive in teaching others. Passion Translation says, then be actively teaching and training others. That's if you're supposed to be teaching others. If it's to serve, thrive in serving others. So here's the thing. The fact that we have gift of God is not enough. Yes, it's not enough. I mean, we know this for facts, as a matter of fact, because even Jesus Christ in his days on the earth gave a gift to one man. I mean, no, he told a story about a man that gives gifts to people, and then one man went to hide it and all of that. So we understand that even though the man was gifted, he was a useless custodian of God's gifts or his master's gifts. In the same way, you and I don't want to become useless custodian of the master's gifts, so that God will give you capacity to teach, but you'll not even make our time to study the word of God, so that the Holy Spirit can now breathe on the scriptures and fill you with understanding. We will not be like that man that Jesus talked about, so that God will not give you capacity to make money, but you'll be too lazy that God will want to pour financial abundance, but you know they can't work. You'll be too lazy to make effort. You'll be a chronic procrastinator. So God say, I want to rain abundance on this earth. But before God, if God gives you capacity to give, he could give you money first now. So what we are learning is that whatever God has given us is not enough to receive the gift. There are other crucial things we have to do to cooperate with God to make sure that those gifts become reality. And one of them is the fact that we have to recognize that gift is not enough. We have to go and trade with them. Do you understand that? We have to go and do what? Do business with this gift. God say, encourage people, encourage. And even though it's not spelled out here, but I think it's something we just... No. We can see it from the scriptures for God's sake. It's not enough to encourage one person in your church. Encourage two people. Encourage three. That's enough to relax, right? Do you know what I think you should consider doing? If you find out you have to encourage people who lost their fathers, and you encourage them, and the God write on the words you gave, spoke to them, and they became really encouraged, please consider writing that encouragement to other people that lost their parents and broadcasting it on the internet. Now, like you already know, I'm not a pastor. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I know someone when I say this, people laugh. Like, they think, what good job you're not a pastor? No, I'm serious. I'm very serious. It took me a lot of effort and years to be convinced to record my lessons like this. But see, I shared this lesson with my wife, and my wife is like, teach this thing. And once in a while, they say, ask me to preach in church. And I get some kind of comments that I feel like, maybe that's something they bless like this thing. So I'm recording this. I teach this lesson to my wife. Now you can hear them. Now what I'm saying is that in addition to just teaching one person, which is my wife, my children are too young to even understand what I'm saying. You can consider duplicating it in a manner that it blesses other people. So if you have the gift of encouragement, please extend an encouragement to other people. If you have the gift of teaching, consider teaching more people than just one person. If you have the skill of teaching mathematics, don't just teach one. So if you can teach more people than just one person, Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not enough that we use the gift. I think we should deploy the gift to maximum use. So if God gave us a gift, please, it will be good if he comes back and see tenfold, hundredfold. Like if the one that gave five, he doubled his gift. That's my own target. If God has given me any gift, my target is to make sure that when God comes back to check the gift, man, he will look at me and say, IJ, my guy. I mean, what can be better than that? Seriously, what can be better than that? He said, good, well done, good and faithful servant. Some of us as faithful servants, we're just not good, and we need to do something about it. And how to do something about it is that, please, we have to work diligently. Yes. We have to work diligently and not get discouraged. There are things that will get you discouraged from using your gift well. A case in point is these people don't encourage you. They don't thank you. You can go and minister. They don't even give you money for transport back. But please, this is my own, what I believe from the side of the person preaching. I think you should consider working out your means of transportation yourself, going and coming, and maybe then if your guests don't do anything about it, don't mind them. They didn't send you. Sometimes you have to use them to distract you from your assignment. In your church, you do the one you are doing. They don't recognize it because the one you are doing is not visible to everybody. Ignore them. You are not working for them. You are working for God. The beautiful thing is that God sees everybody. And we know from the scriptures that God is not unjust to forget your labor of love. Not labor of selfishness. Not labor so that people will see you. So when you're encouraging the brother, don't encourage so that you mark present that I encourage brothers. Oh, when you want to win so, don't win so you can come and say, Pastor, now we depopulate your church. Oh. No, we don't do that. You're an evangelist. Go and evangelize. When you want to do anything, please go ahead and do them because you love God. Go ahead and do them because of the brethren you love. Go ahead and do them, even for people who are not brethren that you really love. In fact, what I'm trying to say with this is that, please, you shouldn't even go to do goodwill, good things to people because you want to bring them to your church. Like, we shouldn't do medical outreach as a church because we want to get the people who are additional medically to our church. Because if you do that, that's the wrong motive. Jeremiah 17 verse 10 tells us that God knows the heart of every man. Is God, he examines your heart to give every man the result of, based on the fruit of his dealing. He doesn't just look at your action, he checks your motives. So God looks at this thing to consider the reward to give it. So please, let's make sure that we utilize our own gift well. Don't allow anybody discourage you. In fact, you know what I think? Sometimes this, in a bit to utilize your gift well, you may actually have to go for training. You may actually have to improve on your skill. You may have to get a Bezalel who God has trained in the craftsmanship to teach you. Yes, you may have to do that. So it's not enough that you can teach the word of God. Please go and polish your English. This is my English now. I'm hoping that by God's grace I'll polish the English. Assuming I'm going to be doing this recording all the time. In the same way, if they ask you to encourage people, please find a way to talk to them nicely. You shouldn't be talking to them and they are discouraged. Even if it's your gift, like, your word should not be harsh on them in the name of encouragement. In the same way, if you are actually called to do anything, to do media, please don't be using media of 1947. Learn what is modern. Whatever assignment God has given you, please focus on doing this assignment and doing it well. That's a point. Now, in some cases, even if you do it well, you may need to get an advice. You may need the Jethro as Moses. Yes, don't think you know everything. That's why, in the passage we read earlier, I think in verse 4, it talked about the fact, don't think about yourself more highly than you ought to. Don't overestimate yourself. Do you understand that? So please, whatever assignment God has given us, let's do it well. If your assignment is to teach, I like the way Passion Translation say it. It said, then be actively teaching and training others. Do it actively. Don't do it once in a while. Don't do it once and stop. Look for avenue to expand your teaching anointing, your teaching gift to the fullest capacity. You can teach in writing, you can teach by voice like this, you can teach with video, you can teach by gathering people, you can teach in your one-on-one conversation. Every time you get a chance to teach, you just teach. In the same way, if it's encouragement, you do the same thing. If it's to support people, if it's to help, you please help them. Do we understand that? And then from verse, I think it's 8, we see the scripture tell us, if your gift is to encourage others, please be encouraging them. If it is given, give generously. If God has given you leadership skill, please take it seriously. And if your gift is showing kindness, please do it gladly. God expects us to do every single one of these things well. Please, if God has given you gift to be a giver, please, how to do it well is not to blow your trumpet when you want to give. If God has given you gift of a teacher, please, the other about teaching is not to show off. It's not to oppress people. If God has given you ability of a leader, it's not to oppress people and make life miserable for them. If you do that, it's not to take advantage of them. It's not to exploit them. It's actually to lead them to their futures, to lead them to the will of God for their lives. It's to lead them to a better life than they currently enjoy. This, we have this assignment, not just to receive the gift God has given to us, but to deploy the gift very well. It is when we're able to do this that we indeed are fulfilling our assignment well, that we are really utilizing the body, which is not really ours, truly as a sacrifice dedicated to God. I hope you understand the point. Now, finally, I want to just highlight something. When he talked about Romans chapter 12, I think verse, it's verse 8 actually, where he talked about other gifts, he said there's one of them, he talked about leadership. He said, do it with diligence. Now, this, here's the thing. I believe that even though the scripture says to the leader, lead with diligence, and to the person showing mercy, show with cheerfulness, it doesn't mean that the leader shouldn't show cheerfulness, or that the person who is supposed to show mercy shouldn't deal with diligence. So I talked about doing it well, because one of the gifts they use, I mean, some of them highlighted you doing the gift well. However, I believe there's a place of diligence in the use of our gifts, and that's what I want to talk about in the last episode. Please join me. You just listened to an episode of my podcast. More episodes, blog posts, and books are available for free download on broij.com. Your feedback and questions are welcome through hello@broij.com or 0806-3967-498 on WhatsApp. To get snippets of my Bible notes on the go, follow me across social media platforms @TheBroIJ.